I think my Yivamah starts off that on biz talking about the Sugya of Chazaka. Like his Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. How many times do you need a Chazaka? Do you need 2 times making Chazaka or 3 times making Chazaka? So Mar brings a lot of different cases where this Machlekes is negated. Sugya famous by Shar Mu'ud. How many times do you need a Chazaka? Mar says another case of negated is by Mila. If somebody has 2 brothers or 3 brothers which die Machlekes Mila. So Lachi is something called Meisum Achim Achas Mila, that if the brothers die because of the Mila, we say that it's kind of a chazaka in the family, and if you don't do Mila. So Gemara is another case of Benisuin, it's a case of marriage. Nisim Zerishin of Meis, you married one person, you died. Nisim Zeshenu Meis, you got married to, she got married the second time, then you married twice, and, she, and her husband died again. Lashishli Leitinasi, you shouldn't get married again, according to Rabbi. Hashemimilaymer, Lashishli Tinasi, third time you get married, Lashishli Tinasi. Machlekes, whether there's something, a concept that if a lady keeps on getting married and her husband's dying, so that makes a chazaka, there's something wrong with her. We'll speak about what it is in a minute, and if she can't get married in the future. So Rabbi says 3 times, Shungamel says it's going to be 4 times. The Gemara says, Bishlam Agami Mila by Mila, there's a mishpacha which have Rafi Dhamma, Vishwacha, the Kamba Dhamma, that finishes with the blood that from Mila caused a person to die. And Nisun, my time, what's the reason why Nisun was a child, you can't get married. All my work, Rav Ashech, Rav Avimi, Mishrei, Rav Huna, Mayan Goyim. Rav Huna says the reason is because Mayan Goyim has something to do with her, like during Tashmish, that could make the husband sick and cause him to die. Rav Ashiyam says nothing to do with that. Mazel Goyim, that she has bad mazel. We see that her husband keeps on dying, she has bad mazel. Therefore, it's dangerous for her to get married to somebody else. May Benai was Nafkamina. So Mar gives 2 nafkaminas, could be the more nafkaminas. 1 nafkamina is Pasha nafkamina, she's engaged, and he dies. If it's else mazel, we see, could be she's a bit of mazel. If it's out, in fact, with the tashmish, so there wasn't any tashmish yet, so they engaged. He not me nuffle mendicle miss. He fell, he's like on a tree and he dies. If it's else mazel, so we see it's a problem with mazel. If it's Mayan, we don't see anything to do with Mayan. So this is a sugya which the many, many chuvas through the day was discussing cases like this. Why the husband died twice, can she get married 2 times, 3 times? Many different shaylas. Let's say the husband was old, let's say the husband was sick, let's say it was not a natural death, and the many different shaylas which are negate the sugya. So first is this really an iser or just a zatoiva? There's a Rambam which paskins that if you get married after you weren't supposed to get married, she's a katlanda, she's muksik, you have no heter, you get married. It's like the Rambam paskins that we're not going to force you to get divorced. And when asked, why not? It's sakana, of course we should force him to get divorced. So the Rambam says in Tshuva that Batsam this halach, Gemara is not saying a iser, that's asur to do it. The Gemara is saying it's a toiva, if you're scared. There's mocking to be scared. There's no iser to marry somebody who's a katlanis. And if you want to do it, fine. It's not a problem. Therefore, if you do get married, so then we're not going to force you to get divorced. That's the shita's of Rambam. But the Rambam is really the shita yichida. Most Rishayna Machilik. The Ritva in the Sukkah says, Teitzei. The Rosh says very clearly that we're going to force you to go out. Chuzer Rambam says, he's mining to the Rambam, trying to be simuch on the Rambam. And he says, Lo Masasi, any makar really in the Sugya. And my Rav Yishayim hold that Batsam, it's a real din. And it's an Isser. And if you get married, Batsam, you'd have to, we would force you to get divorced. The Pesach of the Mechaber is, Mechaber is very interesting. The Mechaber passes some tests. Ishish and Nisis, the Shtenosh and Mesa, we pass again, that's 2 and 3. Well, I think Marcus, we pass again the Chumrah by. Being that it's a chesed sakana, we pass even 2. Even though by Shar Mur we pass in 3, but we pass in 2. So Mechaber paskins, Loi Tinas to the Shlishi, don't get married to the third one. From this is Loi Teitzei.
Shar Mur is a sakana.
The what?
Shar Mur is a sakana.
The more something else, pain, not killing the Shar Mur. Shar Mur that if you pay Chatzin Nezek or Nezek Shalom.
No,
Ibarak Shalosh Babi,
Nezek
Bula
Olata,
no? That's it. If you get married, the Gemara says, Loi Teitzei, which sounds like Shitas Haramba. Then when the Mechaber is talking about Ksuba, the next line, it says, Im Hirkaba Yesh Ksuba. If you knew about, you get a ksuba. If you didn't know that she was a katlanis, so you don't get a ksuba. So although they say kibbeh chasuvi b'shmuel, yes, achar sister in the mechaber, because imanashach. If we hold like the sheet that's a Rambam that you don't have to get divorced, and just say inyan or eitza, so then she always says she always should get her ksuba, because you're allowed to stay married, and if you're deciding a divorce, she has the right to get the ksuba. If you hold like the sheet that's a rush, like Rav Yishen and the Pshat will force you to get divorced, so in Cain it should come out that either way, whether you knew about it, didn't know about it, you should get a ksuba. So the chasuvi b'shmuel both ask. It's a shikol steer in the sheet of mechaber. Whether he's passing like the Rambam or is he passing like the Rosh? So Bishmo wants to say to Mahalchim. One Mahalchim wants to say just he wants to add words to the mechaber. Mechaber says if you get married like Teitzei, if you share with Teitzei, and if it's Teitzei, then it's chelat ksuba or ain't like ksuba. One Mahalchim. Second Mahalchim Bishmo is he wants to say that the mechaber is a little bit mesupak. So you want to know: are we going to force you to get divorced? No, we're not going to force you to get divorced. If you get married like Teitzei. But if when he gave ksuba, so when it comes to paying the ksuba, if he didn't know, so you have a kimli. There's a lot of conflict in Mishpat that basically that I can't, if there's machlekes rishonim, then when I owe you money, so I don't have to pay. The one who owns, who has the money, doesn't have to pay. Why? Therefore, over here, being that there's a shit, there's a rush, which says that you don't have to get divorced, sorry, they do have to get divorced, if I copy ksuba, you can say, I'm not giving you ksuba, because I have a kimli, and therefore that's what Chab is saying. We're not going to force you to get divorced, but if you get divorced, you don't have to give a ksuba. If you didn't know about it, being that the Shishas holds you have to get divorced, then if you have a kimli, klap a ksuba. Halacha of katlonis, the question is the Shadim Rishayim and Achrayim, whether on the side of the Issa, which we say Rishayim holds Issa, it's Issa Darbonin, it's their Issa, and the Kahan Achmin is maybe Makam Safik. So the Ritva in the Sigil over here says that it's Nichlal in the Issa of Shefech, Dam, Adam. He says it's Isser, it's Nichon, the Pasuk Shreif, Dam Adam Ba'adam. It would sound like from the Ritva that's Isser Deraisa to get married. It's like there's Isser committing suicide, and this is being Gorim yourself to police of Matsakana, then that's going to be a Isser. The Bishleiman and Simeon Ches wants to remove a car from Tamar. He didn't want to let Tamar get married after it was two times. Shad is that. Like a tatamar to get married after two times, and that's the makar that it's and he says midiraisa that is Indian of not to get married to somebody who is a katlan. There's a ma'isa. A lot of rishonim say it's only going to be there. A lot of chareinim say it's only darabon. It's sort of some reish. There's a tshuva from Ramatz and a chavalef. And a lot of chareinim want to say it's only going to be darabon and it's a chashash darabon and not a chashash deraisa. Now the Gemara says there are two reasons why it's going to be Aser. Az Mayin or Az Mazel. Mayin has something to do with Tashmish. Now, in Yabil Imre brings down from the Semech Tzedek and some other Achronim, even outside of Mayin, it's not a natural thing. They get through Tashmish. He says that it's an Indian schooly. And he says Nafkamin is Arumet Starf Svek Sveka. The latter, we see a lot of Svekas in the Sugga, and Tzirufim, let's say the old, let's say, different Tzirufim. Oh, you mitzvah Tzirufim. So it's a big need in Achorim, I'm mitzvah Tzirufim, whether it's by Sakana or not. Can we deal with Sakana? Can we make Tzirufim Tzirufim? Because still, it's a Sakana, it's a Sakana. Even last Tzirufim, so Machmer. Zakta, Yabim would say, when you're dealing with the Indian Skuli, it's not a natural Sakana, it's something Indian Skuli. Over there, we do say Tzirufim. You want to say that even Mandem Mayan over here, if it's Mazel, for sure, it's Indian Skuli, it's not a natural. Not a regular, not a tedious thing, it's a kana. Even Mandama Mayan, he says also it's Indian school, and if he wants to say you are Mistar Svekas in the Sukkah. So the Nei Yehuda famously says, what is mazel? Yeah, bad mazel. What is the bad mazel which is causing the husbands to die? Zakta Nei Yehuda wants to say, he's talking about a case which we see that there's a woman whose husbands were dying, which is very Masleach and Parnassah and other areas. Zakan Abuda, the mazel over here is that maybe it was Guizan or she always has to be poor. And being that the husband supports the wife, the old days it definitely was like this, always like that, the wife is no way making money. Therefore, and her mazel is to be poor, therefore it's happening in Hashemayim that her husbands are dying in order she should be massive poor. Zakan Abuda, if we see that she's Matzlech and Parnas and she's rich, and she's Matzlach, Zakan Abuda, that there is no mazel, and therefore he's usually as a sniff lahakal. Almano, his husband's kept on dying, used as a tzir v'akol, that we say that we see that she does have a bad mazel, and therefore he wanted to go ahead and let her get married. Some service in Chavdalid, it's chilek, he says, nothing to do with that. The mazel is not a food. He said the mazel is that she has to have a life, a hard life, she has to be single, and he's brings a right from the Gemara, maybe not like the Behuda, very strong argument on the Behuda, it's not even a sniff to be makel, to go ahead and be makel, the fact that she's making parnasa, because not the mazel of parnasa, it's the mazel of that her husband should be dying, that she's supposed to be single. In the Gedele Apoiskin, a lot of Choynim say, not like the Behuda, Shal Meshiv says, even though Behuda's going to be as a sniff, and many Choynim are chilek on the Behuda. For Moshe and Shuvah says, Nemes like the Nebi Yehuda. He says that Shuvah's a rush. Kamat says that the prefers the Nebi Yehuda. Shuvah's a rush is a shayla. Let's say the husband, the wives are dying. Is there also a concept of kavlan? It's the other way around. The wife to the husband, if we say that there's a concept of kavlan. It's the husband to the wife. Is there such a thing or not? So Shuvah's a rush. If there was such a thing, why did the Sugya mention it? It was only mentioned by the wife. It's mentioned by the husband. It wouldn't be a din of kavlan. He says, why not? He says, if the vodas is as mazel, so the wife is telling the husband for support. Therefore, maybe she has a gzera in her that she's always supposed to be poor. If her husbands are dying, now she's the husband who's independent and not telling the wife for support. So therefore, it doesn't pass the concept of a mazel. Therefore, it's like a malisha. It can match his preferred tshuva saras like Nabi Yehuda. And therefore, he's willing to be samech on this tshuva of the Nabi Yehuda. Rash Engel and tshuva also is mitzarefit. Maria Levi, Alf Kopez Mekel. Now Diskin has a very interesting chap. Well, this one once has a case where this is type of shayla, it was a case of kavanis. So he wants to say, if we go the cheshbon of mazel is just out the money, so he says, very simple leitza. Let them get married, but tanaya, manash, he's not going to support her. Make a tanaya kedushin, manash, sherek sus vaina, whatever. Manash, not going to name zainis. And therefore, the Meral Diskins in Simulam and Hay, and also the Adaris, want to give this Eitza that they're going like the Nebi Huda, that the Cheshman is, that's Mazel. And Mazel's Parnasa, and he says, very simple, she'll be self supportive, and she won't get any money from her husband, and he's willing to be makel with that in order to let her get married. Some of the Achrenim Oyer, according to Nebi Huda, the Nebi Huda says Nafkamina is that somebody was rich, and there's no problem with Mazel. Why more say it's Nafkamina? Maya and Masa. What's Nafkamina? Nafkamina is Isha Shira, she's doing well with Pamponasa. Which really is a question you really have in a lot of cases. I'm going to see in the Mandama Mazel, a lot of different times where it's Nanagaya, why more pick these two as a Shtikla Ara, but there are a lot of Nafkaminas. Another question Nafkamina is there's a case brought down that somebody was Makadish, a lady, and lived with her, but the Kedusha wasn't Typhus because it was Isser Erba. And they lived a couple years, and then he died. Is that count towards Kavanis? So if you say the Svara is Mayan, so then, okay, so the Chayra, even though they really weren't married, but it's still Mayan Goyer. If you say the Svara is Mazel, so especially if the Mazel is the Mazel of Paranasa, and if the marriage is not really married, it's not Mechuvah number Zayns. Therefore, that should be also not Nafkamina. Or Pilagish. Pilagish should be Nafkamina. If it's Mayan, so then the Mayan's Goyer. If it's Mazel, the Mayan's not really married. So, there are a lot of different nafkaminas which the Chayna Mo'ira, which the Karthik Mark has said. So, how do we paskin versus Mayan versus Mazel? Between the. How do we paskin? So, Rav, Rishonim say we paskin like Mazel, Goyrim, Rif, Rajba, Ritva. Machaber also, as Mavar seems to say, Isha said, Nisis, Oinis, Arsa. Machaber says, if you only engage, you have a dinner with Kalanis, which is clear that's going like Mando Mazel there. Because according to Mando Mayan Goyrim, when you engage, not going nafkamino. Only problem is that the Ramah says Yeshem and Dafka Mesu Mrs. Atzman. Dafka if they die Mrs. Atzman, Avonerig Echad Mehem, I Mesu Vedeva, Enough of Mes, Heiniklom. Chim Rabbi Makim, Edvaram, Elo Vimechim Yadim. Zak Ramah, that the only time we say the din of Kavanis is if they died a natural death, but if they got killed, or died Vedeva, or Mes, then we're not going to say this din. So that sounds like, not like the Mandam Mazakar, that sounds like Mandam Bar Mayan Goyim. If you say Mayan Goyim is only died Mrs. Atzma, they got murdered, nothing to do with Mayan. The Goyim says, who's the Goyim like? It's going like Mandam Mayan Goyim. It's going like my girl. It's also the chazchok by Shmuel. The little bit that why the Ramah should say that mechaber paskin mazagorim. The Ramah should mention that we hold also of the mandam mayingorim. And what's pshat that the Ramah was just soysim and we just said it like that. Come on, the going definitely learns pshat. The Ramah has been star of the mandam mayingorim, even though we don't paskin like it. Some say that the Ramah held you always go to kula in the shaila. Whether you're mayin or mazi, you always take the kula as both. Therefore, that's where the Ramah went to say that. Dafka emesu misas atzman. Our nerek echem emo emesu devil enough emes. Any klum? That's the reason why we're going. That's the reason why we're going to be meikel.